Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing, we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Wiener.
Let us remember again that we are always in God's holy presence. Dolores Huerta once said, "The thing about nonviolence is that it spreads. When you get people to participate in nonviolent action, people are learning from that action." Gracious and merciful God, of our past and of our present, help us to continue to learn from the nonviolent actions of our predecessors, who stretched beyond their comfort zones to remind us of the interconnectedness of all beings on this fragile planet. May our legislators and all those in positions of leadership persevere in efforts of respectful dialogue so that the gifts and talents of all can be shared in peace and harmony for the common good. May we grow in awareness of the violence of some of our words as we learn to listen to those who have long been silenced. We trust in your continued inspiration that we may operate from hearts of compassion and fairness. In your name, amen.
Amen. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, without objection, Senate Rule 21.5K2 and Joint Rule 62A will be suspended to allow the Judiciary Committee to meet today for SB 142. Senator Monning, for what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Madam President, I want to request Judiciary Committee to meet in 3191 immediately, and then we will return to the floor. So Judiciary Committee members, the sooner you get in there, the sooner we'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Monning. Judiciary Committee is meeting off the floor in room 3191. Members, we are going to go to privileges of the floor. We are going to start. Thank you. We are going to start with Senator Durazo. Yeah, she was listening. Senator Durazo at the Majority Leader's desk, please proceed.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, friends and colleagues, sisters and brothers. As Vice Chair of the California Latino Legislative Caucus, I have the great honor this morning of introducing our icon, Dolores Huerta. She is known to most of us in the way that she started as a regular community organizer and decided to devote her life to the conditions, particularly of farm workers, of poor people, but then grew to embrace so many other issues in our community. There are too many achievements and successes for me to name. But as was said this morning in prayer, reference to Dolores was made about her conviction and her commitment to nonviolence. While on the west coast of the country, nonviolence was something that we learned from Dolores and from Cesar and the farm worker movement, and they were beginning to make those connections with the civil rights movement and the nonviolent movement of Dr. Martin Luther King. At 89 years young, yesterday was her birthday, Dolores continues to work tirelessly, developing leaders and advocating for the poor, for women's issues, and for children. Again, she was a co-founder of the United Farm Workers Union. Later, she founded the Dolores Huerta Foundation. She travels all around the country, engaging in supporting legislation, in campaigns, no matter what the issue, environmental issue, women's issues, she's there, no matter where she is needed. She has a lifetime work of legislation. Last year, this legislature established April 10th as Dolores Huerta Day. And just as a little reminder, we're gonna have a reception for her, Latino Caucus and Women's Caucus at 10 o'clock this morning. I just wanna say finally before ending, in 2012, President Obama bestowed upon Dolores the most prestigious award in the nation for a civilian, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Again, the highest civilian award in this country. Joining Dolores today in the back of the chamber in the gallery are many of her family members and students who are benefiting from the Dolores Huerta Foundation Youth and Family Civic Engagement Initiative. And I just want to say on a personal note, as I've grown in the movement or tried to learn from the movement, there's nobody that was more staunchly at my side with advice, whether it was personal, whether it was to scold me, whether it was to lift me up. She was always there and has always been there. And she's responsible for recruiting my husband when he was 18 years old and saying, I need you to go for a couple of months to work on the boycott. And he said, okay, but he ended up being sent to Canada, freezing weather from Dinuba, California, and becoming an extraordinary labor leader in his lifetime. So sisters and brothers, please join me in welcoming Dolores Huerta to this legislature.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Members, we are still under privileges of the floor. Senator Galgiani, I believe you have a privilege of the floor. Senator Galgiani at the pro tem's desk.
Thank you, Madam President and members. The California State Fair Board of Directors, upon the recommendation of the Agricultural Advisory Council, has selected Secretary Karen Ross as their Agriculturalist of the Year. This award is presented to an individual who has had a significant positive impact on California's agricultural industry. The criteria to be considered for this prestigious award is rigorous. Candidates must have demonstrated strong leadership over a number of years in finance, government, production, education, labor, research, communications, trade, and public service. Through her many years of dedication to the agricultural industry, Secretary Ross has shown to lead the charge in all of these areas and is held in high regard by all in the industry. Secretary Ross has worked with government, academia, and other stakeholders to help the ag industry develop strategies to address the impacts of climate change on our farmers and ranchers. She has initiated programs for farmers and ranchers to engage in sustainable conservation practices through water conservation and energy efficiency, just to name a few. She has shown great leadership in trying to connect consumers to agricultural by improving access to healthy and nutritious California-grown products. Secretary Ross knows what she's talking about, members. She and her husband, Barry, own 800 acres of land where they grow no-till wheat and feed grains, incorporating cover crops and rotational grazing for beef production. So, Madam President, I would like to honor Secretary Ross on the floor today for her continued dedication, passion, and partnership in preserving California's place in the global market of agriculture, for finding ways for the industry to address climate change, and for working towards ensuring all Californians have access to healthy California-grown products. Thank you.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Congratulations. Members, before I recognize Senator Mitchell, I'm just going to ask everyone to be respectful of the folks that are speaking. And if you want to have a conversation, go ahead and just take it outside of chambers. Senator Mitchell at the pro tem's desk. Proceed when you're ready.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, good morning. I'd like to rise today and recognize Dr. Jenna Tosh with a resolution on behalf of our colleague from Santa Barbara who was called home unexpectedly yesterday. Dr. Tosh is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood California Central Coast and is close to completing her term as chair of the Board of California Planned Parenthood Education Fund. During her term, Dr. Tosh led the board through numerous innovative statewide collaborative efforts, including helping to secure $150 million in new funds for family planning programs and establishing public health priorities. Her leadership and contributions have attributed to California Planned Parenthood being poised to increase the number of patients served across the state in all of our districts, expand the types of services offered, dramatically reduce wait times in high-need areas, and open much-needed new health centers, both physically and virtually. Colleagues, please help me in recognizing her for her efforts and wishing her the best as she looks to continue to her work in the Central Coast community. Dr. Tosh.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Members, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. We are now moving to motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for April 8th through the 11th, 2019 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Members, also without objection, measures reported from policy committee with the recommendation do pass as amended and re-refer to committee will be given their second reading, amendments adopted, and re-referred to committee. Measures reported, do pass as amended, will be given their second reading, amendments adopted, and returned to second reading. Thank you. Members, we are now moving to consideration of the daily file. Mr. Secretary, if you would please read.
Senate Bill 168 with amendments, Senate Bill 1 with amendments, 655 with amendments, 44 with amendments, Senate Bill 419, 743, 187.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The second reading will be deemed read. We're now moving to Senate third reading. We're going to start with item 27, Senator Mitchell.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 74 by the Committee on Budget and Fiscal Review relating to the Budget Act of 2019.
Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Madam President and colleagues. Members, the next 48 measures, Senate Bills 74 through 85, 87 through 98, 100 through 119, and 121 through 124, are being sent over to the Assembly for purposes of becoming budget trailer bill vehicles. As part of this process, the Assembly will send a similar number of bills to our House. Together, these bills will contain the final implementing statutory language for the 2019-2020 state budget. The language that will be added to these bills is being vetted through our budget committee and subcommittee hearings currently. The majority of this language has been posted for anyone to review on the Department of Finance's website since the 1st of February. Through today, the Senate will have held 5 budget committee hearings and 31 budget subcommittee hearings, with additional hearings scheduled through mid-May. We are well underway in the consideration and crafting of the 2019-20 budget. There is much work remaining to make sure a balanced and well-considered budget is delivered to this floor by June 15th. This action is a procedural step to ensure an on-time delivery of the 2019-20 budget. Let's proceed toward getting a budget completed. I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Discussion and debate. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I urge a no vote on every one of these bills. I would suggest that we take a roll call and then just substitute the roll on the list. We do not need to get bogged down. My objection is every year the proliferation of budget trailer bills. In former times, these bills, which specifically are necessary to implement the provisions of the budget, would range from 5, maybe 10. And every year we get more and more. This year now 48, plus whatever comes from the Assembly, are running around. The issue is now we are doing major policy in the budget, embodied in trailer bills. And those hearings are not thorough. It is not a deliberative process. We dealt with a major issue last year at a subcommittee of only 4 members in the Senate were all that heard the bill. It happens all too regularly. It is not just to the people of California. So I urge a no vote on all of these trailer bills.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Members, is there any further discussion or debate? Seeing, hearing none. Senator Mitchell, would you like to close?
I'd like to very much. With all due respect to my esteemed colleague who serves as vice chair of the Budget Committee, having served as chair of a subcommittee for most of my tenure here in the legislature, I'm clear about the hard work, the hours upon hours that we all commit to sitting through those budget subcommittee hearings, the hours that staff pour in to make sure we have sound agendas and great briefing documents. We'll all remember that we're now operating under the 72-hour rule in which documents must be in print before we are able to vote on them. Given that, it's important that we have a process that is efficient and comprehensive and one that allows us to have vehicles moving through the process that will be populated with issues that are vetted in the subcommittee and full budget committee process. Again, this is a procedural ask, and I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates. No. Bell.
Aye.
Borges. Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang.
No.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Grove.
No.
Hertzberg.
I
Hill,
I
Hueso,
I
Hurtado,
I
Jackson, Jones,
Leva,
I Jones, no, McGuire,
I
Mitchell,
I
Monning,
I
Morlock, no, Morrell,
no,
Nielsen,
no,
Pan,
I
Portantino,
I
Roth,
I
Rubio,
I
Skinner,
aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
No.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Borges. Jackson. Wilk.
No.
Ayes 27. Noes 9. The measure passes. All right, members, I would like to get your attention. Very good, thank you. The following bills will be deemed read a third time. Senate Bills 75 through 85, 97 through 98, 100 through 119, and 121 through 124. File items 28 through 74. If there is no objection, the previous roll call of Ayes 27, Noes 9 will be adopted to Senate Bills 75 through 85, 87 through 98, 100 through 119, and 121 through 124. Seeing no objection, the bills are passed. Thank you, members. All right, we are now going to move to a committee announcements. Budget subs, if you would like to announce, Senator Wachowski, start us off.
Madam Chair, good morning. Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee 2 will meet 5 minutes after the Democratic Caucus.
Thank you, Senator Wykowski. Senator DeRozzo?
The Senate Subcommittee, Budget Subcommittee 4, will meet 10 minutes after our Democratic caucus.
Thank you. Senator Mitchell? Did you have your...
Do the subs first. And
thank
then
you very much. Senator Pan?
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate Budget Fiscal Review Subcommittee number 3 will meet in room 4203, 5 minutes after conclusion of the Democratic caucus. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Senator Roth?
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Budget Subcommittee number 1 in Education will meet 10 minutes after the Democratic caucus concludes in room 3191.
Thank you. Senator Mitchell?
Thank you. As we've just talked about the important role and work of the Budget Committee, I want to make sure that everyone is aware that the Monday upon our return, April 22nd, we will have a full Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Committee meeting at 9 a.m. on Monday, April 22nd. I'm repeating it twice for all of you plus your staffs to hear. It will be to talk about the Department of Motor Vehicles. We decided, given the fact that DMV proposals are coming through JLBC, through April spring letters, through the current budget process, that we would have a full budget committee to allow everyone to hear all of the proposals on the table around the DMV, Monday, April 22nd at 9 a.m. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Members, we are going to return to motions and resolutions. This is the appropriate time for an adjourn in memory. And I am going to start with Senator Stone.
Thank you, Madam President and colleagues. Today, I rise to adjourn in the memory of Highway Patrolman Sergeant Stephen L. Lacone, who was killed on Saturday, April 6th. Sergeant Lacone was writing a traffic citation on the shoulder of the southbound Interstate 15 in Lake Elsinore in my district when he was hit by a suspected drunk driver who was driving up the freeway's right shoulder. Just 53 years old, Sergeant Lacone was a 27-year veteran of the CHP who had served in Baldwin Park and Santa areas before coming to the Riverside area. Sergeant Lacone leaves behind a loving wife and two small daughters. He loved his family, he loved his job. When he left home for work that Saturday morning, he had no idea a drunk driver would take his life later that day. Sadly, Sergeant Lacone was the 236th CHP officer to die in the line of duty. His death was a tragedy for his family and community, and certainly for the state of California. I can only hope that his death serves as a reminder to everybody to not drink and drive and be careful when you're on the roads. On behalf of the citizens, the great citizens of the state of California, extend our sympathies and condolences to Sergeant Lacone's family, his friends, and his many colleagues. May he rest in peace. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Stone. Please bring his name forward so we can properly memorialize him. Senator Morrell.
Yes, members, thank you. Boy, in my district, I rise today to adjourn in a memory of a young man, Albert Madrid. In early March, Albert was returning to his home in Highland when he saw another mobile home in his park burning. And so he ran in, and with his swift actions, he did save two young girls. One was 4, the other was 7 years old. But tragically, Albert didn't get out in time, and he perished in that fire. And so he gave the ultimate sacrifice. And he's been described by his friends and loved ones as being bold and courageous and courteous, and also having a big heart. His father said he was only sadly 25 years old, but the bravest man he ever known. So Albert's death, he's left behind his family and his girlfriend and his community. And so, but he lives on in his memory for the things that he did to save those two young girls. And so members, thank you for listening and taking a moment to honor the memory of this fearless young man. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Senator Morrell. Please bring his name forward so we can properly memorialize him. Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you, Madam President. Immediately upon adjournment, a Democratic caucus in the Maddy Lounge. Democratic caucus in the Maddy Lounge immediately upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator Hertzberg. Members, if there is no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Madam President, thank you so much. Let me thank our colleagues for, frankly, two very long weeks of really serious work here in our House. I know that you've earned a well-deserved break I hope you're all able to go home and enjoy time with your family, your friends, and your constituents, but also that you get a little bit of a respite and a little bit of break, because when we come back, I know that we will be busy. Obviously, our budget chair has called a 9 a.m. meeting on the 22nd. So that is who we are. That is what we do. But I hope you have a wonderful break. And with that, and of course, recognizing the birthday of one of our colleagues, Mr. Stern, we'd like to... It's tomorrow. We're not here tomorrow, Mr. Stern. So with respect and decorum, I would ask our colleagues not to engage the pro tem in dialogue while she's speaking. And I still wish the colleague a very happy birthday, but obviously we all need to go home. So with that, Madam President, I would say that we will reconvene on Monday, April 22nd at 2 p.m.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Members, the Senate will be in recess until all legislative business is received by the desk. We will reconvene Monday, April 22nd at 2 p.m. Have a great spring break, members.